Good morning. Anybody nervous? I told the boys and girls who were able to make our special reconciliation class despite the snow days that we had that all of the priests that are here today are wearing a, because they're acting for, okay. So all the priests here are acting for Jesus around the side of the church. There are also two priests in the daily mass chapel. We'll have the boys and girls up front, the moms and dads and grandma and grandpa can use the back two confessionals in the chapel. Let the boys and girls go first, but they're all going to be acting for Jesus because they're wearing a... I don't know whether the boys and girls went home and asked you moms and dads, but I asked them to ask you whether you knew what a stole was. But all the boys and girls that are making their first reconciliation, could you just stand up in your place? This is your first confession. How about we say right now, congratulations for this very special step, huh? Please be seated. Now, a couple weeks before Christmas, I was in the back of the church out there by the baptism place, and a little boy came up there. I'm not sure whether he was 4 or 5 or 6. I couldn't tell, but he was pretty young. And he came up to me after Mass on Sunday, and he said, "Father Mullen, what does God look like?" Ooh, that's a pretty serious question. What does God look like? He looks like Jesus, huh? You can give the homily. I said to him, "I don't know what God looks like, but I can tell you for sure what God is like. I know what kind of person God is, because Jesus told his disciple Philip, 'Philip, anytime you see me, Jesus, you see God.'" And Jesus is the same one who said to the woman who was caught in sin, "Has no one condemned you? I don't condemn you either." Jesus is the one who said to the paralytic man, "Your sins are forgiven. Pick up your mat and walk." Jesus is the man who said to Peter, 77 times, every time your brother sins against you and says he's sorry, then you forgive him because then you'll be like God. Jesus is the one to say, "I come not to call perfect holy people, but sinful people to become holy." Because God said in the Old Testament, "Be holy as I, the Lord your God, am holy." And we heard God tell Moses, "What kind of person is God like? Kind and merciful and forgiving, trustworthy in his love." What we celebrate in this special sacrament is that we don't know what God looks like, but we do know what God is like. Someone who cares so much about us that he openly and willingly forgives us our sins and helps us by a special grace to no longer sin again. Now, I was sitting up there looking at that Easter candle, which celebrates our baptism, where all of you boys and girls began your journey to God. And it's kind of a little bit leaning sideways. And at first I tried to fix it and say, "That candle should be straight." Then I realized, you know what, folks? That candle's just like us. We're a little crooked in the way we follow Jesus. And today, through this sacrament, God wants to straighten out our hearts so that we can follow Jesus more faithfully. So congratulations to you boys and girls who come to this great sacrament of forgiveness for the first time. And I cordially invite and encourage all of you moms and dads and big brothers and sisters to take this opportunity to give your children an example to come to the sacrament and make your peace with God and straighten out the path of your life. Because all of us priests are here wearing a stole because we're acting for Jesus and extending God's love to all of you.